Ever wondered how an ordinary person with no financial background turned $83,752 into over $2.3 million during the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression? Chris Camillo discovered something revolutionary. The most valuable investment insights come from real life, not financial statements. His approach doesn't require financial expertise, just the ability to spot trends in your everyday life before Wall Street catches on. Whether you're a parent noticing which toys are flying off shelves, a gamer recognizing the next big console, or simply someone who pays attention to changing consumer habits, these ordinary observations can translate into extraordinary profits. This isn't about luck or timing. It's about seeing what's hiding in plain sight before the financial experts catch on. At 12 years old, Chris burst into his parents' bathroom waving the Wall Street Journal, convinced Toys R Us stock would soar before Christmas. His father delivered a lesson that would become the foundation of his investment philosophy. The best time to buy is when you know something others don't. Taking this literally, young Chris closed his eyes and picked his first stock using Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. Remarkably, that random energy company was acquired months later at double his purchase price. Despite his father's warning not to let it go to his head, Chris became obsessed with investing. As a displaced 13-year-old Yankee in Texas, he was determined to use the stock market to buy his way back to his old life. By 16, CNBC had replaced MTV as his channel of choice. These formative years taught Chris something invaluable. Understanding what drives people to buy and sell stocks would eventually become the key to his investing success. Wall Street relies on technical analysis, studying past market data, and fundamental analysis, evaluating company financials. Technical analysis has been dismissed by Warren Buffett, who noted, "If past history was all there was to the game, the richest people would be librarians." Fundamental analysis values companies between 5 to 40 times annual profit, but lacks standardized methods. Analysts often reach different conclusions from identical data. Despite their expertise, Wall Street professionals consistently underperform market indices by about 2% annually. From 2004 to 2008, index funds beat 72% of large cap, 76% of mid cap, and 86% of small cap mutual funds, while charging minimal fees. Even Harvard's endowment lost $11 billion in 2008 despite access to elite talent. The 401k plan, Wall Street's primary channel to American savings, promotes company matching and tax benefits, while obscuring a crucial drawback. Most plans limit options to fee-heavy mutual funds. These no-load funds charge hidden fees of 1 to 3% annually, which can halve retirement savings over 30 years. Most people remain financially stagnant due to risk aversion. Studies show individuals typically reject even-odds gambles unless potential gains are double the losses, a fear response that creates a wealth paradox where the rich get richer while others stay stuck. Chris suggests bypassing this barrier by creating an investing account funded with other people's money, OPM, money saved through small lifestyle trade-offs. By viewing each dollar at its $100 investment potential, minor savings become significant investment capital. For example, when Chris delayed buying an HTV, he saw his $400 savings as potential $40,000. He recommends two distinct accounts, a conservative lockbox of low-fee index funds for long-term security, and a risk-tolerant big money account funded by OPM for near-term goals. While the lockbox remains diversified, the big money account can concentrate up to 50% in a single investment. Keeping these accounts separate allows investors to approach risk with the same mindset as financial titans. Chris's early experiences at tag sales taught him to spot mispriced value, particularly when women running estate sales undervalued masculine items like sports cards and vintage guitars. This ability to identify information advantages became central to his stock-picking strategy. While investment professionals focus on numbers and financials, they often miss crucial real-world signals. Chris's approach is straightforward: Buy when you discover game-changing information unknown to Wall Street. Sell when that information becomes widely known. Success comes from exploiting the gap between when information emerges in everyday life and when it reaches financial professionals. The key is training yourself to recognize potentially valuable information in daily life. The Michelle Obama J. Crew example illustrates this perfectly. When the First Lady wore J. Crew on The Tonight Show and during the inauguration, it sparked massive demand. The stock rose 186% between the inauguration and earnings announcement, eventually reaching nearly $50 per share, a five-fold increase that was hiding in plain sight. Due diligence on investment observations resembles crime scene investigation more than financial auditing. When Chris noticed unusually long lines at Coach stores during a recession, he developed five hypotheses and tested them by visiting stores across North Texas while his network checked locations in six states. The investigation revealed that Coach's customers weren't abandoning the brand. They were trading down from expensive handbags to lower-priced accessories and buying in volume. This insight signaled a significant shift in sales patterns that would affect stock prices. Major events often create investment opportunities. 9/11's impact on airport security benefited bomb detection equipment companies, while Obama's 2009 health records initiative doubled Cerner Corporation's stock within 10 months. Even large companies can present information imbalances when Wall Street's biases cloud judgment. Apple exemplifies this. Despite coverage from 40 investment firms, analysts consistently underestimated consumer enthusiasm, focusing on technical specs while missing how product evangelists like 11-year-old Emily's happy dance with her iPod would drive the company's success. Just as we can multiply our money through investments, we can multiply our observational power through our personal networks. Family, friends, coworkers, and service providers can all help expand our view and uncover valuable market insights. When Chris took his gamer brother to the E3 conference, he experienced Nintendo's Wii console firsthand. While industry experts dismissed it as underpowered compared to PS3 and Xbox 360, the motion-sensing controller revealed its revolutionary potential. Nintendo went on to outsell Sony and Microsoft combined in the Wii's launch year, with its stock surging from under $15 to over $70 in 2 years. In today's connected world, online networks can help spot trends before they reach information parity. For instance, after noticing parents discussing their children's enthusiasm for Chuggington on Facebook, Chris investigated Ludorum, the show's production company. His research confirmed the trend, and an investment in Ludorum yielded nearly 50% returns within months. Once you develop investor's glasses, you'll see opportunities everywhere. Every self-directed investor experiences defining moments, from missed opportunities to successful picks that build the confidence to act on research, even against Wall Street's consensus. Your greatest advantage lies in your personal networks. Self-directed investors collectively outnumber and out-diversify Wall Street experts. The investment world isn't reserved for MBAs. It's open to anyone who observes their surroundings carefully. When you notice changes in your everyday world, ask yourself, could this be my million-dollar observation?